and Miami, business leaders and investors are closely watching developments in Cuba. Many view political change there as an opportunity.
5% hungry.
Investment advisor Thomas Hertzfeld has established a portfolio of American companies set to benefit if the U.S. embargo against Cuba is lifted.
From early on, we decided that once the trade was resumed with Cuba, Cuba being the most important of the island countries in size and population, there would be a boom in that country, one that we believe would proliferate throughout the region. And we always focused on Cuba. But of course, being a U.S. investor and a U.S. citizen, we can't invest directly in that country. So we have invested in companies which we believe would do well, even if trade is not resumed with Cuba, but also in companies which would benefit once trade is resumed.
Hertzfeld's Caribbean Basin Fund is a small one. Its assets are $14 million and trades on the NASDAQ with the ticker symbol Cuba. It is a closed-end fund, so unlike a mutual fund, its share price is determined by demand on the market rather than the value of the fund's assets. The value of the fund's stock has risen 120% in the past year, making it the top-performing fund of its kind in America. Hertzfeld says Raul Castro's recent comments give business cause for optimism.
For those of us who've been listening to Raul since he took over power last August, he's taken a more conciliatory posture towards the U.S. Now, how far will he go towards free elections, releasing the political prisoners, compensation for confiscated property, return to capitalism? How far will he go and how soon will he do it? That would be the key, in my view, towards the U.S. Resuming trade with Cuba. And we'll just have to see.
In Cuba, infrastructure is crumbling. And Hertzfeld says the country needs 40,000 new homes. The Caribbean Basin Fund includes U.S. construction, railroad, water, telecommunications, and tourism companies. Traditional Cuban industries such as rum, sugar, tobacco, mining, and fisheries also present foreign investment opportunities. Camilla Galado is from the Cuban American National Foundation.
They're going to need a lot of investment into the country and a lot of help in reconstruction, and certainly we encourage companies that are looking and dealing in a post-Castro Cuba to do just that. I mean, you know, as they would anywhere else. I mean, and certainly that would be of great assistance to, you know, helping create jobs and industry in Cuba that don't exist today.
But in Miami, some Cuban Americans doubt that American business can flourish on the island. Alvaro Fernandez is among them. He campaigns against the U.S. embargo, but he believes that American industry will be at a disadvantage once trade is resumed.
There is an opportunity, and the United States of America will come in late. If anybody who follows what is going on in Cuba will realize that, you know, they're starting to do business with the rest of the world. China, Europe, Italy, Spain, Mexico, you name it. You know, they've got something going with them.
But others, like Thomas Hertzfeld, are less concerned. He thinks non-U.S. companies already in Cuba will be shunned in the future for doing business with the Castro government. He also denies his efforts are helping to erode the U.S. embargo. Hertzfeld is now meeting with hundreds of businesses on joint ventures and plans to invest directly in Cuba once the U.S. embargo is lifted. Steve Mort for VOA News, Miami.